I truly love Daniel.
Nothing you can say will save you now. But what is a fitting end to someone who's conned her way into society and our family's lives? Outing you to the press would be far too humane. Instead, tomorrow morning I am going to call my list of who's who will in turn call their lists, because once word is out that you're a fraud, you will never grift in these circles again. The bread and butter on which you depend will dry up, and you will wither away, dying the slow and lonely death that Emily Thorne deserves. If that's even your name.
I don't have time for breakfast.
No, I've got to get this to the publisher by 10.
Come on. You've been working nonstop on this for 2 days. You can take 2 minutes to eat.
For me?
Okay. Only if you do something in return. Tell me what you think.
This was Daniel's idea, wasn't it, to lean into Lydia?
No, he simply gave me permission to go where I was hesitant to.
And have you asked yourself why?
Okay, what are you trying to say, Jack?
I'm trying to keep you from printing something that isn't true. Because if it ever comes out that he used his own magazine to cover this up, your career is over. It wasn't Lydia who shot Emily, it was Daniel.
Why would you think that?
I know that. As Emily told me.
If you miss this deadline, we're talking thousands in overtime, union fees, money we don't have to spend. No, listen to me, Margaret.